supply. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham-Down Store and Restaurant. Lum is consulting one of his law books.
Listen. Well, Grannies, I can't find nothing in this dead gum law book. Just ain't nothing in here that we can charge him with.
Well, I don't see why you're still looking no ways, Lum. You had him let fly out of jail yesterday.
Yeah, I know I did, but I still wish there's something we could get again.
Well, so do I, but it's too late now. You want my notions on it, you never ought to let him out in the first place.
Well, you can keep a man in jail if he ain't got no charges again. He can slap you with a writ of habeas corpus, I think.
He can.
Oh, sure.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He better not go slapping me with a habeas or anything else. I'll slap him back.
Astro, we're just lucky I let him out when I did, or we might have got ourselves in trouble.
Well, I still don't understand it. After all that trouble he caused everybody in this town, you'd think there ought to be some little old charge you could get again.
Well, I thought so, too. But near as I can figure out, there ain't no law that comes out flat-footed and says what he done is wrong.
Well, let's pass a new law, then.
Well, you can't do that. Oh, you can pass a law, all right, but you can't make it retroactive.
Ah.
That means make a law back up and give her something that was did before the law was passed. You can't do that.
No, it does sound sort of hard. I'll say this, though, Lum, we ought to do something now. Because there's a lot of folks around town that ain't exactly happy about Squire Kent getting off scot-free this way.
Well, I know that, but if a man ain't actually made a violator of the law, what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. I don't know law matters.
Here, Abner, might as well put my law book away. Looks like I ain't going to be able to use it.
Yeah, all right, all right. Bound you, I could find something here.
Well, you can't. I went through the whole thing and put it away.
Is this anything you want, Lum? This letter you got sticking in the book here?
What letter?
Why, this in here is addressed to... Think this is my letter.
Oh, that's right. Janice, I forgot all about that. It come yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah, I plumb forgot to give it to you. Everything was so upset around here yesterday, I didn't hardly know what I was doing, looks like.
Well, I do know. It's from little Pearl.
From who?
Pearl, my daughter.
Oh, well, for goodness sake. What did she have to say? Did she resign from the nurse's corps?
No, I don't know. Give me time to read it. I first seen the handwriting, and I thought it was from old Bert Van Oss at Star Corner.
Oh, has he been writing to you?
Oh, yeah, he writes back and forth.
Yeah. How is it?
Oh, fine, fine. Last year I got from him, just scared of the Catbury Fair.
I seen his boy not long ago.
Yeah.
He's now leaving now.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing
Let's see that letter.
Well, don't lean over my shoulder, love. You're going to break my neck.
Dear Papa.
Mom, this is my letter.
Oh, excuse me.
Dear Papa. This is just a short note to tell you that I am sending you a present. Present! Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
You'll never guess what it is.
Lord, this is my letter.
Oh, well, don't be so slow.
You'll never guess what it is, but I think you will be tickled to death with it. Don't be funny. Couldn't that be?
Well, keep reading.
I am not going to tell you what it is because I want it to be a surprise.
So she says about it, too.
It should arrive.
I've done read that.
Any day now. Hope you are well. Your loving daughter, Pearl. P.S. Tell Mama I'll write her a long letter soon. Now, what can she be sending me? I hope it's a saxophone. Or something I've always done.
What would you do with a saxophone?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know how to play one of them.
I don't know whether I do or not, Lum. I never tried it. I might be an expert on it. Just like to have one around the house anyway. Looks awful nice. That's one reason I left to go out to the farm over place. They got that saxophone sitting over in the corner, you know.
Yeah.
It just makes the whole room look elegant.
Yeah, it does give class to it.
Oh, I know.
I do think it'd be better if you got something you could use, though.
Well, Earl uses that and I said his place.
Yeah, but you don't chew tobacco.
No, that's right. And let's see. Hey, maybe it's a giraffe.
Giraffe?
Yeah.
What would you want with one of them?
Well, nothing, but she said I'd never guess what it is. And I told her that giraffe is something I never would guess, never in this world.
It's reasoning.
No, I wish it'd be a steam shovel.
Steam shovel?
Now, there's something I've always wanted to own. Just luck to sit there and pull them levers.
For pity's sake.
Big holes all over town. Have a whole crowd of people watching it. That grand happy Spears had turned green with envy.
Fixed imagination.
You know what I'd do is just drive it over to old Grandpa's house and dig the dirt right out from under his foundation.
Well,
drop the whole house.
Can cut out dreaming about that now, because I know she ain't sending you no steam devil.
No, I couldn't send it to you now, I don't think. It'd be too hard to stop it up.
Well, if I was you, I'd stop wrecking my brain and wait till it gets here. Then you know what it is.
Hey, hello. Hello.
Huh?
Can I come in, Lon?
Well, for goodness sake, Squire. What are you coming in the back way for?
Well, to be honest, Lon, it seems the safest way. I almost believe I was better off in jail.
Why, what do you mean, Squire?
We'll be glad to put you back in, Lon.
What seems to be the trouble, Squire?
Well, you probably know as well as I do, Lon. There seems to be a few people around this town that aren't exactly in accord with your decision to release me from jail. For some reason, they think I ought to be punished in some way.
Well, yeah, I know they do feel that way, and I reckon you can't blame them a whole lot.
Well, what have I done, Lon? I was only trying to do the community a favor.
A favor?
Reckon it could be a electric guitar.
How's that, Edna?
Little Pearl, send me a present, but you won't tell me what it is. It's going to be a surprise.
And forget that for now, will you?
Here, I'll read the letter to you, Squire.
Well, I haven't got time to listen right now, Edna. Lon, the reason I came over here was... Oh, by George, I was afraid they saw me come in here. Look out in front there.
Oh, well, for goodness sake. What's that crowd doing out there?
Why, they're after me, Lon. And I'm not exactly sure what they want. But they're up to no good, I'll tell you that, Lon. Lon, why don't you go out there and talk to them?
Me? What I want to talk to them about?
Well, they all listen to you, Lon. They all respect your judgment on anything. You're the only one who can tell them that I'm an innocent man, that I'm not guilty of anything.
Well, I think you ought to go out and tell them that, Squire. You can explain it the way you're on a better than I can. To tell the truth, I ain't for sure I understand it myself, even.
Yeah, there's some things I don't understand, either. What was it actually a ghost that wrote that message in the dust that day we was over at the telephone office, Squire?
No, Abner, I did that myself while you and Lum were back at the switchboard looking for the main switch.
So that's how that got there.
Well, how about that time when me and Lum started to call the police and a voice come on and told us not to do it? Now, how could you know what we were talking about over here in the store?
Well, I just recognized the jailhouse ring, so I figured that that's what you were doing. But here I haven't got time to stand here talking. Those people out there demand some kind of an explanation.
But you better get out there and make it then.
Well, now there's no telling what they might do to me. I don't like to look in their eye. I wish you'd go out and talk to them, Lon.
Well, I won't do that, Squire. But I'll tell you what I will do. I'll go out there with you and try to keep them calmed down.
But I still think it'd be better if you went out
there. Come on, Squire. We're going out there. You better come along, too, Adam.
Oh, I wouldn't miss this for nothing.
Hurry up, Squire.
But here, don't push me, Adam. I'm going.
Now, that's him, okay. That's one right there. Now, there he is, man. Get the critter.
Yeah, that's him. Get him, fellas.
All right, now, take it easy, fellas. Don't do nothing you might be sorry for afterwards. Squire here wants to make a little talk to you, and I think it's only fair to listen to what he has to say. Give him a chance. After you've heard him out, you can make your decision about him then. All right, Squire, better get up on that box there so they can all see.
Lum, I still think...
Up you go, Squire.
Hey, that's... Hey, wait a minute, Lum. This box is pretty unsteady here.
We'll hold it for you. Better get to talking, sir.
My friends and fellow citizens... Whoa! I know how all of you feel, and I want to apologize for any trouble you may think I've caused you. I know you won't believe me when I say that I did this for the best interest of all of you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Now, I stand before you a very misjudged man. It is true that I was a mysterious boy. But my objective was not to bring any harm to the community, but to impress upon you the great need for protecting your property and your health in order to bring greater joy and security into all your lives. Actually, man, I did no harm.
No harm, he said. Hey, how about Earl Pomeroy's barn burning down after you warned me?
Yeah, that was a coincidence, Nate. Certainly, I have no power over lightning. You all know that. And the main point is that if Earl had had insurance on his property, he wouldn't have suffered the loss that he's taken on that barn. You see, my friend, year after year, I saw so many of you losing property and money because you didn't have adequate insurance. And this was a source of great sorrow to me, especially because I wasn't able to convince you of the great need for protective insurance.
Oh, yeah?
I'll admit the method I chose of impressing you was a little drastic, but it seemed to me the only way to convince you. so you can see that I did this for you and for your loved ones. I'm happy to say that because of my little campaign, many of you now have the insurance that will bring you security and peace of mind. And let me say right here now, if any of you are dissatisfied in any way with the insurance that you purchased during the last 2 weeks, I'll be glad to refund the money and cancel your policy right now. No one? All right, men, I want to thank you for listening to me, and I leave it in your hands to decide my fate. Thank you.
Well, men, what have you got to say? Ulysses, how about you being spokesman for the crowd? What do you say?
Well, I guess it's okay,
huh? Well, good. Squire, well, you better come down off of that box and watch out where you're stepping.
Look out, Squire. Watch it, Squire.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Hey, you all right, Squire? Abner, help him get up here.
Yeah, don't move me, Lum. Don't move me. I've broken my arm.
Broke your arm?
Yes, and what's worse, I haven't got a nickel's worth of insurance.
What was that you said about the great need for your protection, Squire?